Après avoir été annulé deux fois au cours des trois dernières années, le festival de ski Birkbeiner débutera cette fin de semaine à Edmonton. En 2019, il avait été annulé en raison du froid et en 2021 en raison de la pandémie. Plus de 1000 skieurs sont attendus à l'édition de cette année. Pour nous parler de cette fin de semaine de ski à Edmonton, le président de la société canadienne Birkbeiner, Dave Cooper, est avec nous. Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. First of all, how does it feel like to present your ski festival in person this year?
A relief. Last year was lovely snow, but of course we had to cancel because of COVID. We tried to do it last year. We had a lot of a strategy to do a very safe one with very limited numbers. But even with that, we could not do it at the end. We weren't allowed to. So this year it looks really good. We have over 1,000 people already signed up. We have the QR code requirement to go into the main event, and everybody seems to be okay with that. So it's a pretty safe event. We give out masks and whatnot as well to our volunteers. I think we'll have a good, safe event. The snow is pretty deep, and that's good. So we have lots of good tracks.
So you will require the QR code, but do you have any COVID-19 measures on place to ensure the participants' safety?
Yes. We have no congregation areas. We have no festival tent or beer tent, unfortunately. We have no trailers. We used to have trailers. We have something that's sort of like a beach, a little beach thing that people use on a beach, you know, with a little no roof, no floor, a few of those. But most people will have to just put on their extra clothes and get on the bus and go back to their car. I know it's not much fun, but we can't have a change trailer out there, or we can't have a lot of people in a tent, in a large tent, drinking and eating. But maybe next year we'll go back to that. But it's too bad. But that's the festival. The festival part of it is that the celebration of the event.
You said earlier that you expect to have 1,000 participants this year.
Correct.
Are you satisfied with this number?
Oh, we'd like more. We always like more. We can do more. It's hard to know how to project numbers. They go from 1,000 to 2,000. It depends on the year, and it depends on a lot of things. I suspect this year it's so warm this week. Some people are probably worried about the conditions for the trails, so they maybe would not join at the last moment. Our registration closes tomorrow, so right now we have pretty well 1,000 people.
And what happened if it's too warm? Do you have any plans?
Well, it's right now. It's 10 degrees.
Yeah.
No frostbite. Yeah. But yeah, that's good. But on the other hand, the trails are soft and they're icy, so it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. You have to use a clister wax, very sticky, something that will work on the ice. But, you know, it's what it is. It's nature.
Participants, with the Olympics going on in Beijing, a lot of professional skiers are there.
Yeah.
But will there be any professional skiers at your festival?
That's a very good question. In the past, we've had some Alberta Cup skiers, which are not professional, but they are, you know, serious. We often have some of those. I believe we have a skier who is going to the Paralympics this year. He's a blind skier. He's coming to our event. It depends on the year. You're absolutely correct. We had Becky Scott here going back, you know, history. So we've had a lot of people from Alberta who they all train in Canmore. So they might come here for some fun for them, right? They can just go through the whole course in no time at all. It's just for fun for them. But I don't know if we have any this year professional.
Participants will be on place at the Birkbeiner Festival, but spectators will be at home following the event from the internet. Will there be anything to make their experience even more enjoyable?
Yes, we have a streaming service. Mm-hmm. We have it set up so you can watch people come across. from home, from a website. Eh? Yeah, we have no spectators out there for that reason, because of COVID. Usually we have a lot of spectators, mostly family members who want to see their family member come across. You know, after 55, you're pretty kilometers. It's oftentimes people are glad it's over. And they just want to fall into the arms of their spouse, perhaps, or their whatever. So that's too bad. But, you know, what can we do? Next year, maybe we'll have the spectators back, hopefully. And the beer tent, of course, is a big loss.
My last question is about those events. You mentioned quite a few, but you offer a lot of different events. But which one is considered as the main event of the Berkey?
The main event is the 55 Classic Birkebeiner. We call it the Torsk Lubin because they're a sponsor. Okay. Torsk Lubin Birkebeiner. Torsk Lubin is Norwegian for men's club or something like that. And that's the main event. And then the 55 Light is the same course. And it does not carry, you don't carry the pack. No pack. So it's called the Light. So 55 Torsk Lubin, 55 Berkey Light, and then the 31 is the Imperial Oil Berkey Tour, and that's a similar course, much shorter.
C'était Monsieur Dave Cooper, président de la Société canadienne Birkebeiner. Il nous a parlé du festival de ski Birkebeiner à Edmonton. Celui-ci se déroulera pendant la fin de semaine du 11 février. Thank you, Mr. Cooper, for taking the time to do the interview. I wish you that the festival will be another success.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your interest.